would just like to ask the board today to consider an option to grandfather and also third graders to be able to stay. Having two kids, that one was in Rock Prairie, was rezoned to Greens Prairie, and we've been there since that rezoning. I have a little boy who will be in the third grade, and the option of moving for him is pretty intimidating. The relationships that are gained over the years of going, even prior to when he was in school, I think are worth a lot. Stormy Hickman was actually the assistant principal when we started at Greens Prairie, and I have a huge admiration for her, but I have to think about my third grader that he will be. And I also consider when you guys did the rezoning before and you let the high schoolers not move, I think for a third and fourth grader, the opportunity for change and being forced to is a lot more stressful on them than even a high school kid who we may be thinking about sports and things like that. So I just ask that you consider the option to allow the third graders also to be grandfathered, if they so choose, with the same transportation option. And then I also would just like to say that the one meeting that you guys did schedule in the evening was actually on parent orientation night for Greens Prairie. And I just wanted to say that planning on that one, I think it wasn't fair to a lot of the parents who were stuck going to that and were unable to attend in the evening, and then the other meetings just being at lunch. I'd like for you guys to consider in the future kind of looking at what the schools have going on, since Greens Prairie is one of the most affected schools by this. So, thank you.
I've only lived here in College Station for a year, and we've been impressed with the schools. Last year, my kids were at Creekview, and this year, we just moved to that new address, and we're in Greens Prairie Elementary School. So I actually have no particular, drive to be at any elementary school because we're brand new here. My main thing I'd like you to look at is the current numbers at the schools. Having moved just this year to Greens Prairie, it seems to me, and looking at those numbers that were shown, that the actual numbers of enrollment this year are much higher than were projected. I think the principal said this year there are 730 students at Greens Prairie. It looked like your projected numbers had it more at 570 or 580. So I think we want this to be as current, as up-to-date as possible. And so if those numbers could be looked at again before final decisions are made, it seems that there's a few large neighborhoods that have been moved from Greens Prairie to the new elementary school, like the new Castlegate 2 area and Castle Rock area. But I don't know if possibly moving some of the other neighborhoods, even including mine, would help. I just want to make sure that the actual numbers that are in the schools this year are reflected and affected by the changes. Because to me, Greens Prairie seems very, very full this year, and I'm not sure if enough people will be moved to the new school. So that's what I'd like you to look at, is the current numbers in the schools this year, and see if those changes would really help.
Being a resident for College Station for 25 years, we have seen quite a few rezoning of schools. And the one thing that I would have to say is I'd like to commend the committee that put this together. It seems like that this is probably one of the least controversial rezoning process that College Station ISD has done. So that's my comment. I think it's job well done, if you could relay that to the committee.
I just wanted to say, in general, I'm happy with the rezoning, but my house actually backs up to the new school, backs right onto it. And I was wondering if you guys had looked at the distances of the houses that are actually being zoned to school. And I understand that there are lots of factors in regard to school sizes and income distribution, things like that. But my house happens to be very, very close to the new school, and so all of my son's friends live directly in the area and the people he goes to school with. And so I was just wondering that might be a consideration for zoning the schools, is just the proximity of the houses to the schools, I guess. I don't know if that's a comment so much as a question or I'm not really well versed in the public forum, the conventions of public forums. Something I've seen on TV. So that's kind of, I just wanted to voice that as a thought, or if it's appropriate to ask it as a question. I don't know. Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Where you live, it is currently zoned to where?
Forest Ridge.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
You're in the back section across from the lake. Your street backs up to the
I'm in Castlegate, and my house backs up, like, to the lot. Like, it's right...
the end of the cul-de-sac.
Yes, like, I am right... It is a short walk right there. So, and I don't... Forest Ridge is an excellent school. It's not... the last commentator said this is not very controversial, and I think in general that's good. I was just wondering if there would be the possibility if you lived... so close to attend the new school if it weren't overcrowded or something like that. Yes.
Thank you.